Welcome to Zone 1, Light Armor and Wheeled Military Vehicles. Please follow the instructions from our traffic control staff and come to a complete stop to enjoy the vehicles on display in this zone. We ask that you put your vehicle in park once you've been asked to stop.
Welcome to Zone 1, Light Armored and Wheeled Military Vehicles. Hello, my name is Raf. I'm a volunteer here at the museum. I've been volunteering here for about 3 years now, assisting with restoration, operation, and maintenance of these vehicles. I enjoy making history come alive for our community. Welcome to Tank Track Zone 1. This is a short stretch of road, and we have 10 minutes or so there's no need to rush. Please take your time. In this zone, we are showcasing some of our historical light and logistic vehicles. First up is our Willys MB Jeep. This particular vehicle was used by the Ontario Regiment in Sicily and Italy during World War II. The officer that it was issued to was wounded and returned to Canada. Legend has it that his men had such admiration for him that they had it smuggled back to Canada. During the 1960s, his wife painted it purple and drove it around Oshawa. The family donated the Jeep to the museum, who changed it back to its combat colors. Across the road from the MB is an M38 and an M38A1 Canadian Jeep. The primary difference is that the M38 has flat fenders and the A1 has rounded fenders. The M38A1 CDN was produced in Canada for the Canadian Army. In all, over 100,000 M38A1 Jeeps were built, and although 80,000 were used by American forces, they were exported to at least 24 other countries. The next Jeep style is the M151 Military Utility Tactical Truck, or MUT. The MUT replaced the M38 family of Jeeps starting in 1950. Over 100,000 were built, and they served in 68 countries. The MUT is a complete rebuild from the M38s by Ford. Ford also changed the grille pattern from the Jeep vertical grills to the horizontal grille. You may be aware that during World War II, the Oshawa Airport was part of the British Commonwealth Air Training Program. Over 130,000 pilots and aircrew from Commonwealth and occupied countries were trained here in Canada. This area that you are driving in was the military air base that was part of this plan. The three green buildings on your right are the last surviving buildings from that base. Today, they consist of the 420 Wing Royal Canadian Air Force Association, the museum's tank hangar, and the former canteen. The canteen will be undergoing restoration soon to become the museum administration building. Next is the ILTIS. The ILTIS is an Audi design that was built for the Canadian Army by Bombardier. There were 2,500 built for the Canadian Army and served until being replaced by the Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon in 2003. Trucks are critical to any military for moving soldiers and supplies. Next, we will see some of the museum's trucks. Between 1951 and 1968, Dodge built the M37 light truck. It served in the Korean conflict for many countries. This truck is notable for having the most difficult shift pattern. 4,500 M37 CDN were built for the Canadian Army. There were 10 different variants. After the M37 is the museum's M35 Studebaker Deuce and a Half. The nickname comes from the cargo capacity of 2.5 imperial tons. The M35 was first produced in 1950 to replace the cargo trucks that were still in service from World War II. Following the deuce and a half is the Light Support Vehicle Wheeled, or LSVW. This is an Italian truck that the Canadian Forces started using in 1993. It can carry 1,500 kilograms and tow a trailer at the same time. The two large trucks at the end are the M936 and the Scania SBAT. Both of these are heavy lift trucks. The M936 can carry 5 tons and the Scania will almost haul 10 tons. The M936 was used by the Canadian military and 30 other countries. The Scania was acquired by the Canadian Army for trials and donated to the museum afterwards. I hope that you enjoyed Zone 1. Now off to Zone 2 to see the heavies.
Please be prepared to follow the instructions of our traffic control staff when the signal sounds to move to the next station.